Truly off the top of my head, it's 7/2/21, July 2nd. This is about something that just happened to me. I'd had an operation, wasn't expecting an operation, and this is more about the power of the blood of Jesus. I call it the most important tool, the most powerful tool ever. And I had some other tapes about it, and when I first started doing that, it was just I would apply the blood of Jesus, and that was it. And I had some really miraculous results. Later, I started adding, I cast out anything not of you and ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill and reign and dwell and occupy. And that worked too. That worked very good. But while I was had this operation, I was very sick, kind of, not sick, just full anesthetic, just totally out of it. And I realized what I had slipped into was trying. I think I told you that one time I used to, chase demons, cast them out and everything. And then Jesus told me, just to put all that attention, all that effort, all that thought, everything on him, and he would fight my battles for me. And that I did that, and that was actually amazing. I just didn't do it good enough. And then when the blood of Jesus came in, I realized that was the same thing. And then over time, I added the casting out back in. But when I was so exhausted from the anesthetic and waking up, and I was asleep, and I had this a dream, a vision, and I realized. This is kind of like the Holy Spirit came to me because I wasn't in shape to do it, and I just it was kind of like an agreement. And I said, wherever my attention is, whoever it's on, like a bad guy, a good guy, a bad situation, a good situation, a neutral situation, wherever my attention is, I would like the blood of Jesus, your blood, to cover that situation. And all of a sudden, I realized that's all I really need to do is put that blood on the situation, the person, the element. But it's got to be with 100% sincerity and focus on God. There's a song and it goes, "Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one." So it's like if you're praising the Holy Spirit, you're praising God. You're praising the Spirit, you're praising God. You praise the Father, you're praising God because they're all in one. Just a matter of how they're reaching us, or not they, because they're all one God. And so all of a sudden I realized I was back into trying again. I guess that's the point here. I was trying, I was efforting to do it on my own with my own force, my own energy. I kind of got back, and I just think now, after that experience that came from God, it's just whatever I put my attention on, the blood of Jesus is going to soak that. If somebody comes after me, the blood of Jesus is going to go cover that whole situation. Somebody's good to me. The blood of Jesus is going to cover that whole situation. Think of a political thing or an evil like child trafficking or political corruption or lies on the media. Well, guess what? The blood of Jesus has covered all those things. And that's the greatest power that there is. Just got to be sincere from a true heart, a true focus on Jesus, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, however you approach God. I think all three are great, and I would recommend them because there's one God. And that's God Almighty. So the blood of Jesus, His Son, was for our salvation, but it's also for our protection. If you go back and read those other things about the most powerful tool, you'll see magical changes. And I've got a lot of other magical changes. Sometimes I'll make a tape on them that have happened here recently because of this blood of Jesus. And I was put the blood of Jesus on, asked the Holy Spirit to help me cast out anything and all that. But I found I was trying too hard. So now it's just like I put my attention on something. And it's covered with the blood of Jesus. So that's what this tape is about. I think that's all you really need, but with you got 100% focus on the author of the book, not the word, but the author, the living word. So anyway, with that, God bless us all, and may the blood of Jesus cover every aspect of your life and thinking. In Jesus' name, amen.